Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nasta'gfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وبعده Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, mercy and blessing be upon us all. Ameen. And once again, we like to remind ourselves and all the brothers and sisters, wherever you are, let us start to change. And it's time for us to change. We believe that all of us want the best. And we want to be the best. No one wants to live in this world unsuccessful. They want to be successful people. They want to be the best people. We know that in Islam, always start with the best. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us in the Quran, if you want to eat anything, you must eat the best food. And if you want to do anything, you must do the best deeds. That's why in the Quran, Allah is telling us that He Himself is very selective. Every time when Allah talks about deeds, He is saying, amalan saliha, meaning Allah only accepts deeds that follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The righteous deed, not just any deed. Even food and drink, Allah said, ya ayuhan nas, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Allah is calling upon not only Muslim, He is calling upon fellow mankind. Everybody, whether you are Muslim or not yet Muslim, He said, all mankind, eat what is halal. And after Allah said halal, tayyiba, the best food. Not only halal food, Allah wants us to have the best food. So what Allah is telling us that we know, by nature we like to be the best. And Allah said to us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition, the situation of a person until he or she start to change. Hello, brother and sister Islam. When we talk about changes, we always pinpoint others. I want you to change. I want changes. I want you to be fair, but you got to ask yourself. Everything start within yourself. That's why we were reminded, yeah, by people of knowledge. Ibda bi nafsik, thumma ila man da'a. Every time when you want any changes, you ask yourself first, have you start to change? Now before you want to call people to change, you must ask yourself, have you changed? Have you become a better person now? Have you been a hard-working person? I give you an example. We talk about people who like to gossip about people. Have we stopped gossiping about people? We like to say that this person is very judgmental. Are we judgmental to others? We got to ask ourselves. Sometimes we want the best from others, but we ourselves do not change yet. Now I give you another example. Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing that He wants us to change is from the stage of shirk to tawheed. That is the first changes. Why? Because Allah wants us to enter paradise. He do not want us to enter hell. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. Allah said, none of us can enter the paradise of Allah until he become a believer. So, if you are not yet a believer, let us change to become a believer. If you are passive, let us change to be more positive. If you are very destructive. Let us change to be constructive. You do some changes here and there. I believe that example today, everybody is blaming the government. Why this government is so corrupted? Why he is so unjust? You ask yourself, are you not corrupted? Are you not unjust to yourself and to your family, to your friend, and so on? You must ask yourself. That's why Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe in Allah, save your soul. Save ourselves first. Then we must save our immediate family before we talk about other people. We want other people to change. You ask yourself, have I changed myself to become a better person, a more responsible person? If I talk about being a son, example, you want your parent to love you, but have you tried to love your parent, serve your parent, who have raised you up and give you everything? Have you showed your love and respect towards them? You want the best from them. Have you give them the best of yours? This is just a son to a parent. How about a parent to the children? You want your children to be good children. But you as a father, have you shown good example to your children? You don't like your children to lie to you. But do you lie to other people? Or do you lie even to your wife and your children? You must ask yourself. Because you must remember, fellow brothers and sisters, our children follow our example. So we got to change within ourselves. That's why Allah said, Ku anfusakum. He said, start within yourself. Save your own soul first. Then inshallah, if one you have become a better person, by people looking at your changes, people will follow you. I have a lot of example, yeah, through my relationship with my fellow people who are not yet Muslim. One day they are free thinker, example. They don't believe in anything. But another day they become a believer from a different religion. And we ask them, why do you change from a free thinker to believe in some religion? You see, because I look at that person, my friend, once upon a time, he is like me, a free thinker. Now when he belong to a religion, now he totally changed. He don't smoke, he don't gamble, he don't drink anymore. They see the changes in him, and they start to follow him, and they change. Now the same go to us as Muslim. If you want people to change, you ask yourself, have you started to change yourself? Have you stopped doing all the shirk before you stop other people from doing shirk? Have you started to pray 5 times a day before you ask people to pray? Have you been a good Muslim before you want other people to be a good Muslim? Have you learned how to smile to people before you ask people, why don't you smile at me? You must ask yourself, it's very important. For this, I would like to share with you an important saying of our Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet said, "Wa khaliq an-nas bi khuluqin hasan." When you mix around with people, you must offer the best of yours to people, so that people will also offer their best towards you. You must show kindness, like what the Prophet said, "Irhamu man fil ard." Yarhamkum man fis sama. If you show mercy and kindness to the creation of Allah on this earth, whether human, whether animals, environment, plants, then the one in the heaven will shower his mercy upon all of you. This is to show us that Islam always reminds us to start within yourself. I know we all want changes. We want some political reform, some financial reform, social reform, educational reform, everything we want. But we forget about what is our duty, the basic thing that we can do. We must show to the public example, or to the country, we are a very responsible citizen. We care for our country. We care for fellow citizens. We care for our neighbor. Change the environment from anger and hatred, enemy, to become loving and caring people. Change. We have been so unclean. Our environment is so unclean, why not we start to clean within ourselves? We clean our house, we clean our compound, and then we start to clean our neighbor's place. That's how we spread, and then we show them, let us stay clean, let us keep ourselves clean. This is something that I'm just trying to remind me, being a Muslim, and also you, fellow brother and sister, that we are not going to tell people what to do first, but we got to ask ourselves, what I have been doing now? Have I been a good practicing Muslim? Have I been very positive? Inshallah, we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help those who help themselves. Because Allah has said so. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of a qawm, a people, a group of nation until they make their first move. May Allah help us, inshallah. وَبِاللَّهِ تَوْفِقِي وَالْأَقْرِ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Do you know what Islam said?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, we have been discussing about the importance for us to start to change. I would like to remind every one of us there, let us start something that is very simple, something that you and me can do, that we don't need to force anyone to do something that they can do, but something that we can do within ourselves. Let us start to change. If you are a smoker, example, let us start to stop smoking. May Allah help us. If you have the intention, inshallah, Allah will make things easy, because the Prophet said, innamal a'malu binniyat. Every action starts with intention first. You must have the intention that I want to change. I want to be a better Muslim. I'm not going to destroy myself anymore. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, a good person is a person who will stay away from anything that do not benefit him. What do smoking benefit you? It's destroying your health, your family, and the environment. Just one example. I would like to call upon all the Muslim brother and sister who are still doing this, who do not care for himself or herself, please, be just to yourself. Your body have right upon you. The Prophet said, "Wali nafsika alayka haq." And you yourself have right upon you, and your body have right upon you. I think this is simple. If I call you to do something within your mean, you cannot. You can say, "What can I do? I have no authority." But this is yourself. I'm sure you can do that, inshallah. Those who are involved in gambling, stop gambling, brother. You know it's haram. Those involved in backbiting, stop backbiting. You know all this is haram. Let us talk good about people. Why must we talk bad about people when we ourselves are not perfect? We want the best from others. We give them the best. This is important. If you know he's wrong, it's your duty to help him, at least pray for him. Not to gossip about him, talk bad about him, bad about him. You're not helping the person. This is just an example. Start to change. Be more positive. Be more creative. Be more caring and loving. This is what we want to be. This is what Islam teaches us. The Prophet ﷺ have reminded us on one of his saying, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِ. None of us can be a true believer until you love your fellow brother or sister how you love yourself. We want the best for ourselves. We want the best for others. We want the best food. We offer them the best food. This is just the beginning, brother and sister. I'm trying to share with you something that you and me can do. We are not here to talk about the government policies, about the financial problem. No, we are talking about you and me, thing that you can do. I give you one example. Let us start to pray Jama'ah. We have been praying, but have we been praying together with our family? When we pray, did we invite our children together and pray? Did we encourage our wife also to pray together with us? Just an example. When we eat together. When we travel together. But when we pray, do we pray together? When we engage in doing good deeds, Do we invite all the family to participate together? When we seek knowledge, do we invite our children and our wife to go and study and learn the knowledge together? So let us do things together as a team, as a family. I just give you another simple example. Can you be kind to your neighbor? You know what the prophet did say? The angel Gabriel used to come to remind him about his right and responsibility with his neighbor. To the extent that the prophet taught that the neighbor have the right to inherit something from the prophet. To the extent, that's why the prophet said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Whoever believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, you must honor, respect, love your neighbor. Whether your neighbor is a Muslim or not yet Muslim, they are your neighbor. If they are Muslim, they have two rights, the right of a Muslim and the right of a neighbor. If they are not yet Muslim, they have one right, the right as a neighbor. If they are your relative, they have three rights, the right of a relative, the right of a Muslim, and the right of being a neighbor. SubhanAllah, Allah shows a beautiful teacher in Islam to show that this Muslim Ummah is a very caring and loving Ummah who feel for other, who always pray for each other, not condemning each other. To the extent, you see, the Prophet said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet said, if who claim that he believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment or the hereafter, he should honor, love and respect his guests. His guests, any guest who come to you who are not local, he's your guest. Whether he's a Muslim or not, he have right upon you. You must help them, serve them, show kindness to them. Now, can you believe, fellow brothers, if all of us start to practice this good value, we start to change, not to be selfish. Because when you talk about change, you just talk about your benefit, you forget about the right of others. So I hope that we start within ourselves, something that you can do and can do. And if you want to practice Islam in your daily life, then you must start to change. Change the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you behave, the way you talk to your wife, the way you talk to your parents, the way you talk to your children, everything must change. So last time, if you on and off, you used to lie, now no more lying. Because you know the Prophet said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبْ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَحْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورُ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورُ يَحْدِي إِلَى النَّارُ. Stay away from lying, because lying will bring you to something that is haram, that you will commit sin and bad thing, and later on, you are so used to it, it will end you to hellfire. We know that we always lie sometimes. So it's time for us to change. Number one, like I said, you must change to be more faithful to Allah and be sincere to Allah in whatever you do, purely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of other hidden agenda, purely lillahi ta'ala. And the second thing, you must change your feeling towards Prophet Muhammad, meaning you must try your best to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in whatever you want to do, because he's the best model and guidance for all of us. This is also very, very important, fellow brother and sister. And number three is also very important for us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love those who engage in doing good thing. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah said he loves people who are always doing good thing. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And Allah do not want people to be destructive. You have to talk about things that do not benefit them, create hatred among fellow mankind, be very destructive to the environment. All this must stop. So I believe, fellow brother and sister, if we try our best to change, Allah is sure to come and give us a helping hand, and you'll find the ni'mah, the blessing after you start to change. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who repent to Him. We know that we are not angels, we have committed a lot of sin. But if you want to change from bad to good, you are always welcome. The door of repentance is always open. And the Prophet has reminded us with the beautiful saying, "Kullu bani Adam qatta'un, wa khayr qatta'in tawwabun." Meaning the Prophet acknowledged the nature of us being mankind and his follower. All children of Adam, the Prophet is saying, all children of Adam, when they reach the age of maturity, they will commit sin. Nobody is sinless. It's a matter of minor and major, little or more. That's all. But the Prophet said, the best among the sinner is those who repent. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. So the door of repentance is always open, fellow brother and sister. Allah is always there for us. He is ready to forgive us and to accept all our tawbah. So why not we grab the opportunity before it's too late? Don't wait until the last minute. Only you want to change. We do not know when death is going to come to us. Death is always at the corner. No one knows. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٌ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَيَسْتَقْهِرُونَ سَاتَوْا وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah has reminded us, every nation, every human, yeah, they have the time. When the time comes for you to go back to Allah, not even 1 second Allah delay, or He will come fast. At the right time, the angel of death is ready for you. So before death comes to us, let us get ourselves prepared. Like what Allah has said to us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْزُرُ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Allah said, oh, you who believe in me, be faithful and be obedient to me, and always look into yourself. What have you prepared for your next day, for your tomorrow? غَدًا. Where is our غَدًا? Our غَدًا is not tomorrow here. Our غَدًا is life after death. It's akhirah. So fellow brother and sister, but we try our best to do what we can. And Allah will surely help those who help themselves. Once again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessing, for His mercy, for His forgiveness. Not only for you and for me, for all Muslims who have passed away, and those who are still alive, and also for people who are not yet Muslim, our neighbor, our guests. May Allah give guidance to all of them. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.